Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan at 1 o'clock on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We do Ask B. Mitch Anything. That's right. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want, especially about romance. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B and I have been rocking the Collars & Co., and we love it. If you order some, use the code BMitch20 or JPFinley20. Get 20% off your order over $99. Ready to hit these calls, B?
Yeah.
All right, my guy Uncle David has been on the line. What's up, Uncle David? How are you, man?
How's everybody today?
We're good, brother.
Good, good. All right, before the question, I just got to say, Wes Moore was born to be a politician because he can answer whichever way we want to hear it, he can answer it. So he was born to be a politician.
Yeah, but when it comes to football, listen, he's a huge Ravens fan, and he picked the Rams this week. So he's calling it like he sees it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we have alerted everybody that not only the Phillies and the Eagles lost last night, but the Flyers lost also, right? So poor Philadelphia. We won it by 3 inches in Chicago. Dick Butkus died, and they crushed us. Last year was the Hail Mary, and this year we're playing them again. All games have been at night. I can't wait. I'll be there. B. Mitch.
Yo.
Are you and Finley ever together in the studio now?
We're in the studio all the time.
Okay, so tell me, the Ovi special that Alex Ovechkin eats every day before, in the morning, before a home game.
I don't know.
What are the four sauces?
David, we got to run, dude.
I don't have a clue, man.
We love you, buddy. Take care.
I don't have a clue what Ovi eats before the game.
We got to go, dude. If you want to call in about bringing food, talk to Landfill. Jim is in Manassas. Jimmy, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Oh, boy, wow. B. Mitch, Finley, Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Well, this is a topic that caused turmoil and stress amongst the Washington fan base this past week. But you know what? The score must be settled. And the truth must come out. So Brian Keith Mitchell,
yes,
are Jaden and Juju related?
Are they related? I don't have a clue.
Because there's a lot going out here talking about their moms be sisters and oh they cousins and then other people disputing it and just no one's got an answer.
Bro, I don't have a clue. Now I can tell you this. Looking when you look closely at his mom, you look at her, they do resemble each other. I don't know if they're related or not.
Hey, the truth will come out eventually, y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
If you can look at them, they're both good looking people and they athletic as hell. They could be.
I hope
could be in their bloodline.
I hope everyone's happy. Landfill, Jeff is off today. In his stead, kind of by happenstance, we had intern John. This segment is called Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored. Shout out to Collars & Co.
Yeah.
The first two callers barely asked a question. Intern John, tighten it up.
He asked a question.
He asked a weird question.
It was a
Uncle
question.
David, I don't think, asked any question.
I mean, he did ask a question, but I damn sure didn't know the answer. Why would I know what a player eats before breakfast if I'm not sitting next to him? Eats before a game.
Intern John, Tighten it up in there. Your unpaid position is in significant flux. All right, let's get this show on the road here.
Oh, you almost said the
Andrew's wrong thing. In D.C. Andrew, hello.
Yes.
Ask Brian a question.
I got you guys. So, like, my question is, like, even though our guys did better last week into, like, passes and protecting that, the Chargers still were able to get, like, consistently find our soft spots in zone coverage, especially, like, underneath and in, like, the seams. Is there any way that they can fix that? Maybe, like, adjust the zone drops, maybe try to find better ways to, like, match the receiver's routes so they don't, like, get a ball thrown and there's three defenders all around them while the catch is still made?
Yeah, you can. You can play a little tighter on it, you know. Like that zone, instead of just dropping into your area, you can play a little tighter. But what they're probably depending on in zone is that they get pressure on the quarterback. So if they can continue getting pressure on the quarterback, you'll notice that it gets a little tighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right. That was a question. Brian had an answer. Ta-da. That's how it works. Ed is in Potomac. What up,
Ed? What up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, here's a real, real question. All right. Do you think the most dangerous thing about the Washington Commanders is that Jaden Daniels has actually not really gotten into his 2024 form? And then I have a statement. JP, you owe me three beers.
It's a beer, dog. A beer.
Because every single day that you say, if you've made it this far, I owe you a beer. You owe me a beer. And I've this so far this
it doesn't
week,
multiply. I check with the lawyers. I would love to buy you multiple, but it's just one.
Nah, I don't know the
say,
lawyers.
Every time you say it,
I don't think
up.
The lawyers told you that one, Jay.
Dog, I'm telling
the
you.
The lawyer I talked to told me that if you say it every day and somebody listens every day, you owe him a beer.
What was your question for Brian, Ed?
Don't pay up. We're going to court.
What was your question for Brian?
It's on record.
The question was what again?
He hung up.
I think Lanford hung up.
Intern John, good God.
He asked a question.
Cody tweeted a question at me. It's pretty good.
Cody Betts. Oh, Lord.
Cody Betts asked, if Kirk Cousins had stayed his whole career in Washington,
yeah,
would he be considered a legend by now?
No.
Why?
Because they never would have won the big games.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Okay. He might have more yards than everybody, but they would also know him as a guy that could not win the big one or even get close. Like, Jaden has won bigger games than Kirk won.
Correct.
He's more of a legend than Kirk is already.
Correct. Let's go to Walt in Tampa. What's up, Walt?
Hey, guys, man. Hey, I had a question for B. Mitch, but I thought of another one. The first one was, when did they practice the choreographed celebrations? Does a team allow time? Do they do that on their own time?
It's on their own time.
If you were in the league today, B. Mitch,
yeah,
whose celebration would be something that you could kind of get into?
I don't copy off of people. I do my own thing.
What was
okay,
your thing?
What would you do?
I would just dive into the end zone sometimes on the 3-yard line because I like to do crazy stuff. Or I just walk into the end zone and start talking trash to your fans. I was like that type of dude. I wanted to agitate
yeah,
the hell out of people.
Different though, B.
Yeah, it is. But see, the thing about it is, it was different then, dude. People had their little dance, the that's shuffles true. And all. I didn't try to do nobody else's stuff. I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I never, like, the thing about it, whenever practice. I did something, I never even thought about it. It just happened.
Go ahead. Okay, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Walt. The what? Now, listen, players talk about the celebrations and stuff on their own time. That's like locker room. But we asked Debo about it yesterday because before Jaden hit Debo for that touchdown
yeah,
in L.A., they were kind of practicing the dance.
It was a timeout.
In the huddle.
It was a timeout.
Right.
Yeah, you get to do what you want.
But Debo said somebody had showed him that dance on TikTok during the week, and they're like, yo, that'd be pretty cool if we hit a touchdown. Sure
boom,
enough,
they hit one.
Next play.
And look about it. They didn't say when. They say if.
Right.
It just happened to happen a lot quicker than they thought.
It sure did. It sure did. Let's keep it moving here. Savannah is in Arlington. What's up, Savannah?
What's up, Savannah?
Hey, guys. Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
You too.
B-Mitch, my question to you is, how did you manage any pregame jitters or nerves before big games? I leave next week for my first U.S. national competition, so any advice is welcomed.
I mean, just it's like you know what you have to do, and you just, and if you put in the work for it already, you should be good. Because I'll be honest with you, every game I've ever played, I was nervous. Until when I was in the NFL, it was so fun. I was in college, you know, it's like the first time I threw a pass because you're worried about the interception. And if I threw a completed pass, boom, the nerves just left. In the NFL, I could take the opening kickoff to the house. I was still nervous till I caught that first punt because all the punts are different. So if you've been preparing for your stuff, you know what you have to do. Just walk out, smile, find somebody you're looking at, and if they give you that smile back, boom, you're good.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Because I know when I go speak, like when I speak to people now, you know, they tell you, look around. So I'm looking around, and if I got strange faces on some people, I'm going to find that person that's smiling. Because when they're smiling and I say something and they give you that direct feedback, I forget about everybody else in the damn building. I'll talk to that one person the whole time.
Can I ask B-Mitch anything?
Yeah, you always do.
When that said Savannah in Arlington, I kind of thought it was Savannah just calling.
I thought it too.
Also, when a woman calls, I get excited just to know that women are listening.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we just.
JP.
Not in like that way. I'm just saying it's nice to know there's chicks
I'm
out
gonna
there
throw
listening.
You in, I'm going to throw you into this thing. We're two good looking men. They listen to us
too.
Come on, dog.
You ever said to me, B?
She's from my neighborhood.
That woman
is
that just
your
called?
Cousin?
Also, I'd like to clarify, I'm not like Jeff Walker slacking off here. I talk to these people, they tell me their questions. Then they just get starstruck, and they're like, oh, you know, they just tell you what they had for lunch, and they don't even ask questions. So I take no responsibility for that.
All right. Thank you for clarifying.
Hamad. Guys, hell, don't be blaming me.
Hamad is in Chantilly. Keep the phones lit up. We'll
What's
take them
up,
the whole
man?
Hour.
How you doing?
Hamad, ask B-Mitch something.
Hey, B-Mitch, huge, huge, huge fan. I wanted to ask you, did you see the interview or hear the interview with Champ Bailey talking about you? And also, do you think when he left, was it like a negative thing? Was it okay? Like, are you cool with Champ Bailey?
Yeah, Champ and I are still cool today. You know,
we had Champ on the show.
I saw the interview, and I was happy to hear. You know, I was proud to see it because when guys came along, I was always the one to try to welcome them in. And you know, and it's just like when you talk to your kids. You know, if you talk to your kids and later on you find out that they were actually listening to you, because most of them act like they're not listening or they don't want you to think they're listening. But Champ talked about the things like I would help him with stuff on the field or we hung out together. I would try to teach guys more than just the football field. Wanted to teach them stuff outside the field as well. And it worked out. So we're still good friends today.
Thanks for the call, Hamad. Have a good weekend, man.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Let's keep it going. Antoine is in Waldorf. What's up, Twan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, B-Mitch, you definitely should be in the Hall of Fame.
Appreciate it.
But I wanted to know your three Redskins/Commanders that you think should be in the Hall of Fame with you.
London, Joe Jacoby, hell, Gary Clark. Gary Clark got better numbers than some people in the Hall of Fame.
Michael Irvin.
Be honest with you.
So what about Charles Mann and Dexter Manley?
Well, you asked me three people. I was giving you three. I don't know if when you look at Charles and Dexter's numbers compared to a lot of other people, they may be a little bit behind some of those other guys, but the impact that they had here, we all feel they should be given some given some credit for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I can't wait to see you in the hall, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Jake Fletch B. Make it happen. I don't know how to handle this, B. Line six is a fella named Jim. Hello, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Great job,
Jim,
John.
You're on, bro.
Great job, John. I've never said this in my life. God, I wish Jeff Walker was a brother.
He wasn't even driving when I called him. He had a great question, too.
What was his question?
Hold on, John. Talk to him and see if you can make it work.
All right, I'll get back on the phone.
I think John was better at call screening when he worked here when he was 17.
No, John is better at going to get the food.
John was elite at getting the
John
food.
John was back in. I looked up. I was like, damn, he's back?
Alec.
John now trying to rep to everybody from here to the place and back like right. Jeff does.
I think this dude's name is Alec in Leesburg. Alec, are you there?
What up, Alec?
Yeah. Hey, B-Mitch, you know a lot about diet and training.
Yeah.
So my question I've had for a while is we're going to take a lot of discipline, which got to come from somewhere. But how long do you think it would take for Chris Russell to, let's say he's 380, 385 pounds now.
He's not 380, dude.
480, whatever. But listen, how long do you think it would take him if all he ate was seafood, fruit, and then some sort of exercise to get down and have like a six-pack, eight-pack? I say legitimately 2 years. What do you think?
I think if he put the right dedication, it'd take less than 2 years.
I think, Jeff has probably lost 40, 50 pounds and looks pretty – 40 pounds?
He lost about 30.
I think Rooster could shed a ton of weight if he chose to, but we're not here to talk about Rooster's weight, man. Somehow I can't hang up on this dude. I don't know what intern John has done here, but
– It's like John ain't got nothing to do with that.
The hang-up button ain't there.
My boy Jim from Haymark decided to go in the car wash while you guys called him, so, I mean, just – Jeff is sabotaging. He's doing something.
All right.
Jeff is at home just sabotaging the whole segment.
Jeff does plenty of sabotage here. I don't think he needs to do it from home. We're going to keep the phone lines going here. Ask B. Mitch Anything brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. 800-636-1067. If you are on hold, stay there. We're coming right back.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.